This is Alan Karpik with Brian Newbert, and this edition of Golden Black Radio Express is brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, Charters Team Remax Ability Plus, and East End Grill. And Brian, the start of men's basketball practice on Tuesday afternoon. I guess, first and foremost, you know, what are you going to look for in the early start of practice?
Well, just what Purdue looks like. I mean, you know, this is a very different Purdue team than the several that came before it. You know, the last couple of years, Purdue has sort of been defined by its combination of size and skill, and now it's the size is largely gone. There's a lot of skill remaining, but this is a very different looking team, much more guard oriented, much faster, much longer, much more athletic, significantly younger, much more mobile across the board. I think you're going to see a very different offensive team. You're going to see a very different defensive team, and just, I guess early on, it's a matter of what sort of identities do they take on? How do they play? How do all these newcomers fit in right away? All sorts of different things. This is an entirely different team, whereas for a good 5 years running, it seemed like every team was largely the same as the one that came before it, and now that completely changes. You know, Purdue's never... Matt Painter's always done a pretty good job building around his best players, and I'm not sure he's ever had a player where he's built a team around like Carson Edwards. You know, he's had great guards before, and Etuan Moore and some others, but I don't think he's had anything like Carson Edwards. It's going to be really interesting to see how they operate in terms of how they put this team together around a player like that, whereas before they've been building around these gigantic human beings in the post. Now it's the polar opposite. So now this is an entirely different paradigm in terms of this team relative to the ones that came before it.
Always in these types of workouts, too, you look at the newcomers and guys that may come in and make a difference. Take us through the guys you'll be watching, obviously Evan Boudreaux and Eric Hunter on down the line, but what do you expect out of those guys early on? Do you think, obviously Boudreaux is going to be in the rotation, and maybe all of them will be up to some level, but what do you see there?
Yeah, Purdue's got a bunch of newcomers. Obviously, I think the two who have to make the biggest contributions early on, especially, are obvious. I think they're Evan Boudreaux, who's going to be most likely Purdue's starting four man, and that's the success at the four position has always been a pretty good temperature gauge of how good Purdue is going to be, whether that's coincidence or not. They need him to sort of, I don't want to say stabilize that position, but give them some a good amount of productivity there, some experience, a different dimension in his ability to kind of stretch defenses with his ability to shoot from the perimeter, and his ruggedness around the basket to ease Purdue's, what could be a hard transition for Purdue as a rebounding team. Purdue's not as big, not as physical as it's been in the past around the basket. I think the ruggedness Evan Boudreaux could bring to that position can really, really help in that area. And then the other one is Eric Hunter, obviously. I think that by sheer virtue of need, I think Purdue has very high expectations, very high hopes for Eric Hunter, and his ability to play a couple different spots in the backcourt, including point guard, I think thrusts him into a role where Purdue's going to need good minutes from him. Right away, they're going to need him to play like a veteran quite a bit, and I think he's a big part of Purdue's future, but I also think he's a huge piece of Purdue's present. Those are the two among the six or seven newcomers. I guess it's seven counting Boudreaux. Those are the two guys among the seven newcomers this year that I think are obvious as the ones who have to make the biggest impact for Purdue right away. The others, not really sure what to expect from the two young big men. You could make an argument that you could redshirt either one of them. I don't think Purdue can redshirt both of them. I'm not certain Purdue will redshirt one of them, but I think one of them has to give them minutes somewhere. I think when Jaquiel Taylor opted out for his fifth year, I think that guaranteed one of those guys is going to have to play a role for them this year. I do think Evan Boudreaux is going to play some five, though, too. In terms of the two redshirts, Sasha Stefanovic and Aaron Wheeler, I think they're both works in progress physically. Wouldn't surprise me if either are pretty major contributors this year. Wouldn't surprise me either if they both take a little bit of time. We shall see on those fronts. But I think of the seven newcomers, Boudreaux and Eric Hunter obviously stand out.
No, you have leadership always. Teams can be defined by, have been defined by a group of guys, certainly with the four seniors that graduated last year. You've got Ryan Klein and Grady Eifert stepping into that role. What factor? I mean, they're both going to be guys that will see the floor, one maybe more than the other, but still guys that will play, not to the level of the guys that they've had here the last few years. But what roles do you see for them, and what do you want to see out of them early on as this 18-19 season begins to unfold?
Well, they have to play roles. They have to play important roles. Grady Eifert's going to see minutes at the four. He has to help Purdue as a rebounding team. He has to do all the things he's done in the past that's helped Purdue win. I think Ryan Klein can have a really good senior year. I think when you looked at when he was a non-factor last year, he wasn't getting shots. It's not that he was missing shots, it's he wasn't taking any. And when you had the group around him last year that occupied so much usage, he just was kind of there. He wasn't all that involved. I think he has to be involved now. He's going to be involved. So much is on Carson Edwards to make plays for shooters, too. You know, Carson Edwards is going to have to attack all the time this year. But attacking comes in many forms. It's not just Carson Edwards looking for his own scoring. It's setting up shots for other people. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of opportunities where Carson Edwards sprints down the floor. Someone's going to have to fill that wing and get an open three. And obviously Ryan Klein is the best candidate to do that. I think you could see, I could very reasonably see Ryan Klein having a big senior year, having a 40-plus percent shooting year, being a double-digit type of scorer for Purdue. But so much of that is just going to depend on Carson Edwards. It's up to Carson Edwards as much as it is Ryan Klein. You know, we talk about Ryan Klein and Grady Eifert. They're obviously going to have to be leaders, being some of the more experienced guys on this team. But in the context of leadership, you know, that's the biggest thing for Purdue, too, is in terms of Carson Edwards' season, is that not only does he have to be a great player, but he has to be a leader. You know, your best player, the player you have built everything around, the player who is going to have the ball in his hands constantly, is going to be your most important scorer, your most important decision maker, your most influential player. That guy has to be a leader, and I think that is going to be as much of a gauge of Carson Edwards' success as a junior here this season as anything he does from a basketball perspective, because it's going to influence winning and losing just as much.
And lastly, you know, coaching the coaching staff, it's a different I think for sometimes for coaches this becomes fun for them and they're in its own way, because you have some new faces, you have a kind of a whole different team to mold together. What do you see with Matt Painter and staff in terms of what they'll try to impose on this basketball team early on?
Well, they're going to have to change. They're going to have to change because of their personnel. And I don't mean change their wiring as coaches. I mean just find a new identity for this team, because it's much more guard-oriented. This is probably the most compatible man-to-man defense personnel they've had in years. And how they take those kind of raw materials and make this a good defensive team is going to be an interesting process to watch here before the season. They have to be a good defensive team. When you look at this roster on paper, they have to be a good defensive team. They have to survive on the boards. Obviously, they have to be good enough offensively, but they have to be a good defensive team because they have the athleticism to do it. They have the bodies to do it. They have simply the raw materials to be a very good defensive team. They have a mobile five who kind of brings the whole thing together in Matt Harms. I just think so much of their success this season lies at the defensive end of the floor. That said, they are very young, and it doesn't happen overnight. But what Purdue has in terms of a core defensively, in terms of two really, really menacing guards in Carson Edwards and Nojel Eastern in the backcourt defensively, plus the shot blocking and mobility that Matt Harms brings at the center position, really is a great starting point for what could be one of Matt Painter's better defensive teams, if you ask me. They have to prove it. They have to do it, but the potential is certainly there.
All right, anything else you want to add as we bring this podcast to a close?
No, I'm good.
Okay, all right, sounds good. Hey, thanks, Brian. This edition of Golden Black Radio Express was brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, Charters Team Remax Ability Plus, and East End Grill. We'll have a lot more on Purdue basketball on the site and more podcasts to come on Golden Black Radio Express. Thanks for listening.